Deep with Dan Riccio and Randy Janda.
Let's get back into the World Cup, and joining us now from Yahoo, he is Henry Bushnell. Thanks for doing this, Henry. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
Very good, very good. Thanks for joining us today. Your latest write-up at Yahoo goes through the first round of matches, because now each group has played at least one match, and you're here to be the fun police and tell us that we shouldn't overreact to everything that happened.
Yeah, that's sort of my, you know, it's interesting because the thing is that not a single team really stood out, because all of the favorites sort of underperformed early on. But I'm certainly not overreacting to any of them. I think the biggest sort of consequence of the underperformance of those three favorites, especially, and maybe two in particular, I guess Brazil and Germany, is that if Germany doesn't win its group, now we could get Brazil, Germany early in the round of 16, which is a big deal. But I think that they'll be able to solve their issues. You know, we've seen in the past, like, the past three champions have all slipped up in the group stage, whether it was a draw or a loss. So I'm still confident that Brazil, Spain, and Germany are the three best teams here.
Okay, Henry, hear me out one second. I know what you just said there, but if you had to pick one of those three that you think is the most vulnerable out of Brazil, Argentina, and Germany, who is it?
If you include Argentina, definitely Argentina. But if it's Brazil, Germany, and Spain, I would say Germany.
Okay.
Because I do think that Mexico exposed some of their issues and sort of provided a blueprint for other teams to go at them. I don't think Sweden or South Korea will be able to follow that blueprint and knock them out of the group stage. But a team on a similar level to Mexico that they would see later in the tournament would be able to, just the way that they don't have much cover in defensive midfield. They look pretty old and slow in that part of the field. And, you know, their fullbacks like to get forward. And when your fullbacks like to get forward, you have to have a bit more, a few more runners in midfield rather than just technically talented players. So I'd make them the most vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, Henry, Germany, if Sweden happens to get a draw against Germany in the next match,
right. Like
Germany's basically done. They're going to need all the help in the world to get through.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think that is the one issue, because Sweden, as we've seen both, you know, against South Korea and in friendlies and other games,
and against Italy, as I know well.
And, right, and like in the playoffs, the qualifying playoff against Italy, like, they will park the bus and they'll sit in a 4-4-2 and they'll frustrate the heck out of you. And there's definitely a non-zero chance that Germany either draws that game 0-0 or even, you know, gives up a fluky goal on a set piece or something and really has to struggle to come back into it. So they're definitely not safe into the knockout rounds. They have a lot of work to do.
You're listening to Reach Deep, and we're joined by Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports. Henry, on the other side of things, who has been the most impressive squad after the first round of games for you?
This is going to sound weird, but I really liked what I saw from England yesterday. I know that they had to get the two set piece goals and escape with a late win. But in the first half, I thought they were really impressive, and they easily could have been three or four goals up. And you know, it was sort of validation of what I thought about them going into the tournament. You know, they have this like a new system and sort of a new feel about them with all the young players coming through. And there were some questions about whether it was going to work in a World Cup and whether it would all come together. But I think we really saw that it did all come together. And now there would have been, you know, a lot of pressure on them if they hadn't gotten that late goal from Harry Kane. But now that they got it, I think the pressure is off. They're definitely going to go through. And I think that they really could be a quarterfinal or a semifinal team, if not better.
Spain is the top team, I guess, in your power rankings, I guess, after the first round of matches. And it makes sense. Like, now that I think about it, it's like, okay, Spain scored three goals. They looked pretty good. And the three goals they allowed came against the best player on the planet right now. And so, you know, when I theorize it to myself that way, then yeah, Spain is still in a very good spot. And they should be thought of as well as we did. But maybe it's the whole thing with the manager and not getting that win that people are really, really down on them, given all the extra stuff that's gone on around the squad.
Well, yeah, and the whole manager controversy and situation definitely is like a wild card. I don't think there's any way to predict how they will. We still don't know how they have responded to that, and there's no way to predict how they'll respond to that going forward. But the one thing with that is I think there are enough senior players in that team, like Sergio Ramos and Gerard Piqué and guys like that, and Iniesta, Busquets, of course, that will be able to sort of like ameliorate any negative effects that whole situation would have had on this team. Because like Sergio Ramos could probably run that team if he wanted to without a manager, and they would still be fine, and they could still make a World Cup semifinal. So I just think that they were right up there with Brazil for me going into the tournament, and with Brazil having a few issues against Switzerland and Neymar possibly being injured now, or not maybe not injured but a little banged up, I'd put Spain as a very slight favorite going forward. I did like what I saw against Portugal despite giving up three goals.
Well, you mentioned the Neymar injury. It looks like he has a bit of a injured ankle. And even if he does play, what do you think this could mean for Brazil if it does have a bit of an effect on his play?
Yeah, it certainly could be. So, I mean, throughout the past 2 years, they really haven't been that reliant on him. But over the past three games, I guess, really, you know, both last two friendlies where Neymar scored a goal in both and was really the best, like the best attacking player for them, and in the Switzerland game, they really did seem to turn to him, almost certainly not to the extent that Argentina turns to Messi, but almost in a similar way. You know, just give him the ball, like somewhat deep in midfield on the left side, and let him initiate the attack. And that's weird. That's not what they had been throughout qualifying, but it is what they looked like recently. And if he's not at 100%, that's not a good strategy. And you know, I think he'll certainly play. I think I really doubt that he ever misses a game in this World Cup unless he picks up a new injury. But if he's not at 100%, that's a real flaw in their plan, because if he's on the field, no matter, even if he's not at 100%, he's going to be the guy that they give the ball to. So that could be an issue.
He's a guy that's going to need help as well, because we've seen Brazil in previous tournaments in 2014 where he was kind of doing it himself, and eventually they kind of ran into a bit of a brick wall in Germany, and obviously he was injured as well. Who would you like to see pick up the slack a little bit on that team to help him out? And who do you think can reach that level to provide that help?
So there are certainly options. Coutinho obviously scored the goal against Switzerland. And I do like what they're doing with him, playing him centrally rather than wide. Like they sort of like Spain, I think Brazil and even Germany, I think Brazil will be just fine. Like they created enough to score more than one goal on, I guess it was Sunday against Switzerland. So they have Coutinho central. They have Willian, who I've always rated as a really good player, on the right. I think Gabriel Jesus is perfectly capable of not only finishing chances, but helping create chances as well up top. The one issue that they could run into is Casemiro, as a sort of a deep-lying, like as their defensive midfielder, is really not good on the ball. And teams will try to funnel the ball to him and make him create, which is one issue they could run into. But if they can get the ball to Coutinho or Willian or Jesus or even Roberto Firmino off the bench, they definitely have enough weapons to sort of take the burden off Neymar.
I do believe most people are thinking Spain, Brazil, Germany, or France will still end up the winner of this tournament. But in that next tier of teams that could potentially do it, Belgium, England, Uruguay, I don't know, do you think Argentina and Mexico? Who would you say, outside of the big four, has that chance? And has that changed for you after the first round of matches?
Yeah, so, I think the interesting thing there is, so I think Mexico, the one thing that changed is probably Mexico jumped into that group. But I'm still not 100% sold that they can sort of sustain that level of performance throughout the rest of the tournament. Argentina is the big wild card, just because, you know, I still believe that Messi is pretty clearly the best player in the world. I think, like, you never know. He could carry them through the whole tournament. But they also they have some real problems that they have to deal with. I think I already mentioned England and Belgium. Belgium is sort of a, you know, high ceiling, low floor team too. Uruguay is interesting to me, though, because they didn't impress in their first game, and there's a chance that they won't impress in the group at all. But they have an ability to sort of shut down games and, you know, muddy up games against better teams, and then they have two outstanding strikers up top. So they're certainly not in that upper echelon right now, but there's a very good chance that they could come up against a France or a Argentina or even a Brazil or a Germany. And, you know, just whether it's a 0-0 or a 1-0 or a 1-1, and, you know, take it to penalties, they're a team that can pull some upsets.
Thanks a lot for this, Henry. We'll talk soon, man.
Thanks, guys. Sportsnet 650.